Alright, welcome to another edition of Google is Evil and such. Yeah, you should know it, believe it, worry about it. But anyway, you won't, so it doesn't matter. So it all doesn't matter is sort of the theme. I mean, you know, it's just so difficult having a conversation with the human race, humans. Tiny percentage pay any attention, blah, blah, blah. Are interested in being fact-checked. having right answers, living a right life even. Because they don't even know what, they don't even want to know what the truth is about their existence and what they're doing here and, what the implications are and what the consequences are. And, you know, thinking about, you know, what's the impact? How did I leave the place? They just, you know, show up, do whatever they do, leave, and they just don't care. Somebody else has to live here? Who cares? Anyway, I mean, I've used that kind of timeshare analogy before. And, you know, your life really is that kind of a thing, that the whole thing doesn't work unless, you know, everybody's kind of aware that it's not just my show, you know, it's not just my house, whatever. They have to have some sense of responsibility to everyone else, and the fact that they should have the same opportunities, and you know, you shouldn't cancel their different interpretation. How they're going to play the instrument differently, or however you want to look at that. Well, anyway, analogies aren't all that swell. So I'll read some comments just to acknowledge that, you know, some people do participate, you know, in some way. I have learned that the viewership of videos is really so much thinner than the numbers would indicate. You know, the number of people that have any real passion. And it's kind of scary in the sense that I kind of know I have a certain number of haters, you know, and they have to watch every video because they're always looking for some little piece they can clip out, you know, and say, see, he said that, you know, take that out of context. You know, they're just trying to engineer, you know, not a real argument, you know, just engineer some sort of slander, you know, some sort of cheap shot. That's all they have. They can't fight a real good war. They can only, like, attack your kids or something. I mean, if I had kids, they would be attacking them. That's how small these people are. But anyway, I know I have a known number of that. You know, and then when you add it, you know, compare what the potential is on the other side, you say, shit, you know, it really is dismal. I found it out mostly on the Physics Channel. You know, I have 2,000 subscribers. You want 2,500, something like that. And literally, it's 1 in 100 people that are actually watching the videos, you know, because you give them a little tiny hurdle to cross. That is, they have to go to the website, and it just doesn't happen. You know, people just aren't that interested. And I'm not saying they have to be interested. I personally thought I was more interesting than I apparently am. You know, just as somebody to watch, I like watching my videos. I find them interesting. You never know what I'm going to say. Even when I'm watching them and I know I already said this stuff, I still find myself interesting. I can't help it. Yeah. So, you know, it is kind of funny to me that, you know, no, apparently I'm not very interesting. And, you know, that is, you know, it's informative. But I sort of had that indication. I mean, over, you know, I've been doing this a very long time on YouTube, and the audience really hasn't grown at all. Now, part of that's just the whole conspiracy against, you know, the outsiders, you know, created by the platform we have to use, and the fact that it censors and, you know, it promotes and demotes content, and certainly that has been part of the equation. But I don't have anything nice to say to too many people. So, yeah, they don't want to hear it because, you know, I'm going to say something not nice. they're going to fit into one of the categories that I'm saying fuck you to. So yeah, it's a, it's a battle to be a, to speak your mind, to speak the truth, and to survive it on the internet, because there are people aggressively trying to censor that behavior, control and stop and all that kind of stuff. And it's quite discouraging. But, there's no other fight to fight. And the bottom line is the only part that's really valuable here is the part where you really are arguing the subject. You know, arguing about how big a scumbag the other guy is, you know, what he did when he was 15, you know, all that kind of crap is just a waste of a time. But, you know, if you can get into a debate with somebody and actually argue something, I think that has real value. And that's the only part of this internet that has any value. So, you know, I've made a lot of response videos in the past. And unfortunately, nobody's making any arguments that aren't arguments I've already argued. You know, you can just go on and on. I mean, how many times can you say to a religious person, well, you know, show me one miracle that has some sort of legitimacy, you know, where somebody grew a new arm. You know, we just can't deny that that's a miracle. Yep, God did it. I mean, why is God playing this game where, you know, he apparently wants you to believe in miracles, and yet he won't do any that are real, you know, that aren't, hey, wait a minute, that guy's just a crook or a shyster or a liar. I mean, he's actually rewarding liars, which, you know, is just, you know, hugely ironic. Why would he do that? That's not a good plan. He's supposed to be infinitely intelligent, and he has all these kind of stupid plans. And, you know, and obviously all the good people that have terrible results, you know, they get cancer 14 times and all kinds of shit. And you're just, what the fuck is all that crap? You know, the day they go, they get born again and find Jesus and, you know, they get baptized. And the same day they get baptized, they get a letter in the mail from the doctor saying, you know, you have cancer. You know, I mean, come on, it's just too silly. Yet that argument still hasn't been completed. I mean, somehow the religious kookies just keep making excuses to believe in bullshit. I'm too close to that thing. Anyway, inadvertently making noises. It's always something. All these technical issues. Sync, you know, it's a little bit off and I can't get it quite right. And, anyway, so this is a music video. Yeah, thank you, but not really. Homie, don't do that, really. I'm kind of over it, you know, music-wise. And, you know, the only thing that even triggers even a hope of a twinge of some sort of feeling, you know, has to be something from the 70s or 80s, really. I mean, you know. Anyway, I prefer the new format of short summary on YouTube and full video on the website. And, you know, it's why exactly? I don't, you know, it's not like there's that many videos that your inbox is just totally littered with my videos or something. So why would you just read the subscription box and read the titles there? I mean, you know, that's kind of a lame, you know, and like as if my little extra amount of content I'm going to give you in terms of describing a video is going to explain everything in the video or all that kind of crap. So that's sort of bullshit, too. So it seems like K. See, this is one of those people who you say, this is just a person who is playing games. Okay, this is a troll. You know, just, you know, that's all. Anyway. So then, I like the summary, but I missed the whole video being on YouTube. Yeah, well, I mean, it's, you know, it's one click more convenient. You can change the speed of the video. There's lots of advantages to being on YouTube versus doing it myself. But again, you know, clearly there's good reason to not be on YouTube. It makes my channel safer, that's for certain. So, although I agree with the reasoning behind keeping it off YouTube, yes, and the real reason is that, you know, somewhere you got to protest, somewhere you got to punish. See, the whole, I guess the theme of this video could be, you know, reward and punishment works, and we have broken all of it. I mean, as a civilization, we're destroying any notion of earning it, deserve, should have something to do with it, all of that crap. It's all lost in any sense that behavior is sort of, it is controllable in the sense that you have to have institutions that reward and punish in a rational way, or you'll get a bunch of irrational behavior. You won't improve people's behavior. And it's just a fact. I mean, we're still animals, and we're still, you know, reward us with a carrot and, you know, punish us with a stick, and we will perform the trick you wish to have performed. It's just a fact. Anyway, I don't mind either way, but it seems like videos get less views. Yeah, it doesn't just seem like it. I mean, it's the numbers are, you know, almost scary. It's so bad. So, you know, and it goes back to how, you know, when you look at how many minutes people watch a video they click on, you know, the actual portion of the video actually listened to in percentage of minutes per user is so small. So clearly a bunch of people just say, oh, you know, he looks like a hippie, and click off. It's hard to understand how because there aren't very many new viewers. It's hard to understand exactly how that works, that people have already seen my videos and they stay subscribed for some reason. So they must be looking for just one kind of particular video, you know, and it's just like, oh, that's not going to be that video today, so fuck it. Don't know exactly what it is. But anyway, yeah, it's a, you know, 1 in 100 kind of thing. I mean, you know, the numbers are really bad, you know, of actual humans that you're actually communicating with. Anyway, honestly, after watching a minute for some time, I would rather get a quick summary, and if it's a redundant topic, to make me skip it. Okay. So whatever. So you think that's really a good thing to do on a channel you support, is to talk about how skippable it all is. So yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Ugh. I do skip your content, I have to admit. K. Yeah. You should have a T for troll, but whatever. I just wonder, you know, there's just so many people just playing these little faker games on the internet. It's all this anonymous faker bullshit. Eek. I don't know why anybody would have, you know, I'm surprised how many people have a stomach for that kind of thing. You know, just being disguised as somebody else, doing things as somebody else. Ew. Creepy. Anyway, but that's just me, right? I wish I could build a field propulsion spaceship. So you're already taking a shot at me right there, aren't you? You're not gonna, there's no anti-gravity, there's no field propulsion, whatever the fuck that would be. There's energy, you know, and if you want to do something, you have to collect a bunch of it and use it to oppose some other energy. Okay. So I can escape this mad world and move to the Andromeda Galaxy, right? So you want more than field propulsion. You want to break. You want to go faster than energy. Yeah, well, you're not going to do that. Newsflash. It'll never happen. Well, anyway, you are lamenting you wish you could do it. So at least you're conceding that maybe it's not possible. But you're not doing it very honestly. You should just say, all this woo about any way to escape is just that woo. Anyway, in the meantime, I feel like a caged dog in some foreign country being prodded by with a stick. Well, there's plenty of good old people and good old boys in America prodding dogs with sticks, so you don't have to go to a foreign country for that analogy to work. You just say Arkansas or something. You know, still lots of, you know, good America trash to use as a reference. All right. But yes, I know the feeling, yeah. So, yes, it is horrible on this planet. Earth sucks. Yeah, you could write that book. This planet is a maximum security penitentiary. Yeah, I don't know about that. the only way you leave is to shed the ape suit. So, whatever that means. And leave in what way? Drunk? You know, what do you mean? What do you mean, leave? Leave how? Leave as who? It doesn't, you're not saying anything. Shed the ape suit. Clearly, we're not the apes, right? The prisoners aren't the apes. It's, you know, the guards are the apes. So that analogy doesn't work. Yes, I'll have one. Shed the ape suit tutorial, please. Yes, that would be nice. Why don't you explain how exactly we just magically pretend we're in some kind of place that isn't a prison. So, no, that doesn't work. Shedding my ape suit doesn't in any way change the gruely dynamics that we are living in. Clearly, the whole game is a mind game. I mean, your reactions are really the only thing you can control. You know, how you react to the world, how you react to circumstances. And so the fact is, your brain does the reacting. If your brain is aware that it does the reacting, then it can change the reaction, obviously. If it's saying, hey, I'm going to react, well, let me think about how I should react. Should I panic, or, you know, is there other more constructive things to do? To mitigate the horror, you know, the bad event. And yeah, there's lots of things you can do. You know, so you keep your eyes open and you try to control. Okay, so you don't just feed whatever the problem is. You just don't make it worse by reacting in some sort of stupid ape way, and instead you react like some kind of smart engineer who's going to make the problem smaller by, you know, there's a hole in the boat, you know, instead of panicking and running in circles. Yeah, you ball up some hair and, you know, hammer it into the hole or something, you know, whatever it takes. But it's a philosophical reality that you can live in some sort of horrible prison, and you can make it less bad by just recognizing, well, I just shouldn't viscerally react to this, and I should certainly not spend too much time comparing it to life on the yacht, you know, because then I'll just realize how bad it is. You know, there's little brain tricks you can use to make it less bad, but it doesn't change the theme, the story. I always talk about how there's not a single piece of habitable land left on this planet. I mean, that's just, you know, I mean, it's almost so silly a thing to say. I mean, it's really a silly thing to say. You know, there's lots of land, you know, with nothing but trees and brush on it and such. They isn't controlled or owned by some group of humans. Yeah, well, owning, that is part of the problem. So, yeah, you do have to buy it. But there's plenty of cheap land, you know, out in the middle of nowhere where there's no electricity and no gas and no sewage and no, you know, all of that crap. All right. I would go live there instead. Well, I don't disagree with your impulse saying that, yes, let's get as far away from these asshole humans as possible. So I certainly sympathize. I would prefer to live, with a lot less, comforts, further away. I mean, trailer life really isn't all that bad. If you're not living with too many people, it's not all that bad. If you're not living with anybody, it's really great, actually. Because, yeah, you can just create your little world and, manage it, and it's, you know, doable. You can still make videos and such. You know, you just have to mail them, you know, to the internet because, you know. Anyway, but, okay, I sympathize with the theme, but the way you've, you know, described it, the way you've premised it, I can't agree with your premise. There's not a single piece of habitable land. You know, what do you mean by habitable? It already has a refrigerator? You know, what? Anyway. So this was a real, ooh, you stinker comment. I care about the natural world, but humans decide to keep replicating so nature doesn't have a chance. A chance to do what? Kill more puppies? What are you talking about? I mean, after all these videos where, I'm pointing out, I mean, nature couldn't be, in some ways it might be as bad as nature could have made it in terms of the waste, the horror, the suffering, all of that stuff. I mean, if you had all these renditions of evolution, and maybe it would never even fall upon, torture as a mechanism for manipulating things, but just creating sensation and all the forms of life that just, the brutal, eaten alive by the praying mantis. Eaten alive. I mean, just it's chewing you alive, little pieces of you at a time. Just absolutely horrible. Poor nature. We're putting it out of business. Oh. I mean, it's a pathetically stupid comment. And humans have decided. I mean, that's just more just nonsense. Like, oh, if Tyrannosauruses ran the world, it would be so much better. What? too stupid. Any organism that gets a little bit of intelligence is a dangerous thing. That's not a bad little phrase. And it takes enough intelligence before intelligence can do anything good. So, right, knowing what a knife is and how to stick it in somebody, yeah, that's okay. That intelligence gives you power. But the real power is knowing when you should stick the knife in somebody. And that's a much more, that takes a higher level of intelligence. So, that's the human's problem, is most humans aren't worrying about where to step. They've just learned how to walk, and they're walking. They're just stomping like little kids. They haven't learned what's the right thing to step on, what's the wrong thing to step on. Anyway, sorry, but yeah, stupid comment, frankly, stupid. Have you wondered about making humorous content of any kind? Yeah, well, I did that, actually. In the early days of my channel, I tried to be spoofy and funny, and I did skits and different things. And you don't get really... Yeah, I didn't get much reward for it, frankly. I mean, I think I made some videos that were really quite funny. The Silence of the Lambs redo thing, whatever, the Wild Horses or whatever they call that thing, the Tuck Dance, blah blah blah. I mean, it's a great video. I mean, from my perspective, I had some pretty original takes on themes and did videos that were funny and spent the time. They weren't well, don't get me wrong, they weren't well produced or any of that kind of crap. I didn't put too much effort. I would put one day's effort into a video. And some of them were pretty good. The Rocky video, I mean, there were some good videos. And they really didn't do much. So it didn't really add to the channel any. So there was a point where I just said, fuck it. There's no point in doing that shit because there's no reward in it. Why do the extra? Why try to sweeten the arguments being made? Because people just didn't want to hear the arguments. So it didn't matter how much sugar you poured on them. Anyway, entertainment is an effective bridge to the spreading of ideas, I think. Yeah, I would agree. Like I said, Monty Python did a lot of good work in the cause of effulism, frankly. almost everything Monty Python did was, just showing how ludicrous and mockable everything humans are or stand for or do is. Every aspect. They made men look stupid. They made women look stupid. They made, everything about being a human being look completely idiotic and ludicrous and pointless. So you think the job would have already been done by Monty Python, right? Why should I have to do any work? Because they've already demonstrated ludicrous. They've already made the argument decisively in favor of, humans are ludicrous. Every single aspect. You could just look at every single anything, any event taking place right now. Just do it with the Monty Python guys and you'll point out how, being human's stupid. Every bit of it is stupid. Ugh. Anyway. But yeah, I'm not against entertaining messages. The real point is not to offend anybody. So, an interesting side note. There's a physics channel called Eugene something or other. And it just makes, I've been watching them for 10 years. They're just animations, and they do some sort of physics argument about, some sort of, usually mathematics and stuff is involved. But anyway, it's, some sort of technical physics argument. Now, I don't agree with half of it because it's bullshit, but they're well made. They're graphically interesting. And then it's this like perfect woman's voice is narrating. And so it's very effective. And yeah, you're saying, yeah, if the guy actually made the videos himself, no one would watch, So it's, it's all about this, making it totally unoffensive. Don't do anything. Don't give people the inch because they'll take the mile kind of thing. Don't give them, a single defect will be enough of a defect for people. So you have to be completely unoffensive. And I some of these are legitimate arguments. I mean, I get some ragging about my poor language skills. And not so much, first that I make up words and I'm not very rigid in my vocabulary. And then there's all the words that I shouldn't say, whatever the replacements are that are supposed to be just as good. But I shouldn't call people skanky something or others, and I shouldn't mother, but and I shouldn't say that, and I shouldn't, because all of this is some sort of barrier to people's tolerances, and it offends them deeply when they hear this stuff. It makes them want to lose their lunch or something, vomit, puke. Right? You got to use the right word, right? You have to say everything in pussinese, Well, you can't say pussinese. No, that's not a legal word. You can't say queer. You can't say gay. You can't say silly. You can't say anything. Yeah, because you're going to offend somebody. And some of that's true. I don't deny that some people are just going to be viscerally... It hurts them. It really does physically hurt them. The words are irritating. Yeah, that's a word to use. They're irritated by it. So, yeah, it's a real thing. I should acknowledge it and accept that that's the truth. And there's no point in gratuitously annoying people. But the other side to that story is that for the vocabulary to work in my own brain, I have to use the my notions of emphasis, and... It's a little bit of a battle to keep it coherent in my head if I take all the real teeth out. Anyway, you have been one of the most influential people in my life, but you really need to stop referring to immigrants as animals. Well, I don't know if I do that, frankly. I make plenty of arguments about how people are just victim of circumstances, right? I mean, every criminal could have been saved by just somebody walking up to them when they were 10 years old and giving a candy bar or something. Somebody showing some interest in their life, somebody giving them a little bit of mentoring, a little one day of a big brother who wasn't a fucking criminal kind of thing. Something to give them... the courage, to play their life well, to give them some inspiration, to give them a little musing. So everybody's just subject to that. So this isn't about immigrants, really. It's about policies and it's about functional mechanisms. And the fact is that we are in a rickety boat. Okay, we're not in some... we're not in some secure place where it just doesn't matter if your kid's jumping up and down and, eating the boat, because he thinks it's chocolate or something. We're not in a world where it doesn't matter. We're in a world where it's really important because your infrastructure is so fragile. So the very idea that, say, immigrants come here just because they want to take advantage of the social services, they want their baby to be better cared for, You know, they want the safety net. They want to beat the hell out of the safe. They want to just keep throwing stuff at the safety net. And what do you think is going to happen to the safety net? Nobody's going to be able to pay to repair it, to keep fixing it, to keep, you know, you're stretching it beyond any capacity that's rational. So these are real problems. So you say it doesn't matter that the immigrants come here and they really don't care about our culture. Of course it matters. And you can see what's happened to other cultures. I mean, look what's happened to Japanese culture. I mean, it's so polluted now. You know, so much of it is so polluted by American Elvis bullshit. And that's the real danger. And yeah, Japan getting polluted by America isn't a bad thing. But, you know, America getting polluted by a bunch of third worlders, you know, who think, you know, dog fighting is fun, you know, no, that's not going to be good for America. We're not getting polluted by better cultures. We're being polluted by lesser cultures and cultures that haven't taught their citizens. The whole reason why they have to leave their country is because their country isn't working. And it's not working because they don't have any of these norms and values and systems. And so it's a real gripe. So you want to pretend that I'm anti-immigrant in some personal way. Well, I'm not in any personal way anti-immigrant. I'm anti-stupid. And it's just absolutely stupid to think that you're going to retain what's good about America by sinking the boat. It's not going to float. Okay, the boat isn't some place you can just sit there and do whatever you want on it and it'll keep sailing. It's not indestructible. And immigration's going to demonstrate that, frankly. And it already has. I mean, look how degraded the values are, because there's already a voting class apparently in America who really does think criminals aren't bad people. I mean, there's really a constituency out there. I mean, there's actual congressmen suggesting things like, we should let all the criminals out of jail. I mean, it's so fucking stupid. And where do you think that came from? You know, it wasn't born here. That kind of moron doesn't grow here. Okay, it's too stupid. Anyway. Most come here to escape suffering and misery. Yeah, but the point is they don't know why they're suffering and miserable in their own country. And they think that somehow their, you know, their values worked when their values didn't work. That's why their country's a shithole. It's because nobody had any discipline. Nobody imposed any rationality. Everybody said God is great and let's all have 25 kids. Well, it doesn't work. Anyway, you know that thing which you are trying to prevent by arguing for effulism. Yeah, whatever, fella. You think you're gonna fix the world, right? By empowering, okay, people who don't have the right, you know, stuff, so to speak. You're gonna fly to the moon not with astronauts, but with immigrants. Well, you're really not. Okay, they're not going to take your civilization, you know, to the universe. Just not going to happen because they haven't learned how to be, you know, they didn't grow up learning what their role is, you know. And again, it wouldn't be a problem if they were obliged to play by the rules, but they're not. They're not being obliged. They're not being obliged to speak English, you know, to learn the language. I'm just saying, you know, you're obviously somebody who's probably aware of these obligations. I already know inside me, if I got an invitation to go live in China, I'm not going to be able to go to live in China and be an American anymore. I'm going to have to try to become Chinese. I'm going to have to try to learn their language. And I'm going to have to try to learn what is offensive and unoffensive and, you know, the way to live in that culture. You know, maybe, you know, yeah, you don't, whatever, cut your grass at 6 o'clock in the morning. And all, you know, maybe you do in China. Maybe that's something they do. So I have to learn how to do that. You know, but I'm just saying that it's obvious that most of the immigrants coming here now have no notion of any obligation to assimilate to this culture. They want their own TV shows and their own radio and their own this and their own that. They want to live in their own country. They don't want to live in this country. They just want to make it their country. And Franklin, you know, a lot of people have, you know, there's lots of things, you know, people divided is something or other. You know, there's lots of ways to understand that as soon as you have all that diversity, you're doomed as a country. You're not going to, your legacy is not going to be, you're going to be on the list of the ash heap of history. You're going to be on the ash heap, okay? You're not going to be on the survivor list. Nation divided is something, I can't remember. But anyway, most people may think of death as the end of life. It's the end of your life. And life doesn't really mean anything, right? Because it always has to be in a context. The word life doesn't mean anything, right? Lots of things that aren't meaningfully alive, like a plant, are alive, technically, but they're not doing anything that matters. So their death doesn't matter, because their life doesn't matter, because they're not conscious. So you have to say the end of your consciousness. You have to think of death, the discontinuation of your brain function, is the end of life, your conscious awareness. Yes, that is true. I see it as the end of hurt, agony, affliction, misery, hardship, adversity, and torment. But that doesn't mean anything, because it isn't the end of any of those things. It's just the end of yours. And yours is just such a tiny, tiny little piece of the fucking story. I mean, this is, you know, this one, it's too simple. And you really have to be able to get this right. That it doesn't work. I wish it was that simple, but it just isn't. So all you can do is, you know, yes, you can minimize your pain by getting out early or efficiently, but you haven't fixed the problem. You're going to keep having the new victim is going to be in the chair, and there's absolutely no reasonable way to say the new victim isn't just as real a victim as you were when you were in the chair. Now, from your perspective, it seems realer when it's happening to you, but it's just as real when it's happening to victim 468,687,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, It's just a statement that just implies something, that somehow if we all commit suicide, everything will be fine. No, it won't. Okay. No. It won't work. It's a bad plan. All right. How do we know that death is the end, though? Well, it's clearly not the end. Our personal death clearly doesn't, realistically, you can't believe that when you die, the whole matrix falls apart and there's no more victims in the matrix. No, come on. Too stupid. And, you know, in what other way do you think? Do you think your brain function really is whatever? It can go somewhere, the functionality? No, it can't go anywhere. It's done. It's done doing its cranking noises. It doesn't make any anymore. So you stop cranking the handle. There's no more noise being made. The device ceases to function in the universe. Anyway. You've got me there. So he says, how do we know that death is the end, though? You've got me there. I don't know what that means. Nope. Sorry. Ha ha ha. I mean, he's laughing out of the side of his face or something. Well, we know that we as individuals are simply disposable copies from a bloodline of millions that evolution took advantage of. None of us are as important as we try to convince ourselves. I don't know if we convince ourselves. It's just overtly in our face that I do my feelings. And, you know, obviously you're not feeling my feelings. I'm feeling my feelings. So I have to be more important because I'm feeling my feelings. You know, and I have to deal with those. You don't. So fuck you. To me, believing there will be anything after death just seems like self-importance. So again, there won't be anything for your particular little storytelling brain, but there's going to be lots of storytelling. And the stories are going to be so indistinguishable. I mean, the details that will be changed are so minor and irrelevant, like what color shirt he's wearing or some kind of, you know. It's going to be the same stories, the same Shakespearean play is just rewritten, you know, with the Flintstones or the Honeymooners or Mr. Ed. The same stories over and over and over. And so, yes, instead of a talking, you know, frog, it's a talking horse. Who cares? All right, to be believing there will be anything after death just seems like self-importance. It's like an individual is saying, how could me, how could I not exist? How could the universe possibly go on without my single consciousness? Well, I'm just saying these are all sensations of the single player. I mean, we're all single player game from our perspective. We can't feel their pain. Now, if we could actually now and then feel their pain, you know, then it would be a much easier for people to see that it's more than them in the game. Well, it already did for billions of years and will again. I don't know what that means. Let's see. How could the universe possibly go on without saying, okay, well, it already did for billions of years and will again, although it may sprout new conscious beings, but ones that aren't you. Fine. I'm just, you know, I wouldn't say it that way, but that's fine. Yes, I mean, the idea is that it's not a single player game. So saying that suffering ends is the wrong thing to say. Your suffering will end. Your little tiny contribution to the noise will stop. You'll stop banging your drum, but there's all these other drums banging away. So, you know, drumming isn't going to stop. Not my point at all. Suffering exists. It isn't self-centered to say that. Well, it is self-centered to say that then that it ends when you die, because it doesn't. Unless you admit your suffering doesn't matter. All suffering matters, doesn't it? Well, theoretically, it's a question. You know, I mean, how much suffering you're actually preventing. So the argument again is as if killing yourself will prevent your suffering. That might be a given. But maybe you were necessary in terms of something you would have been able to control, where you could have controlled more suffering in other people. And that fact is just a fact. There could have been a grenade you could have jumped on that would have prevented more suffering, right, in some way. And you didn't go jump on it because you're dead. So you chose not to do that. So I'm just saying that argument has to be placed on the table also. But yes, no one's denying it. You know, you're in pain. Dying is the way you get out of it. Yes, so what? You think nobody knows that? I mean, if that's all you're saying, oh, okay, yes, when I'm dead, I won't be in pain anymore. Well, gee, yeah, thank you for the insight. But I think that one can occur to people all on their own. Maybe specify what the fuck you're talking about then next time, fool. Not just some random question with no context. Neither one of the comments specified whether you were talking about individuals or life in general. Yeah, it was kind of just a useless pile of mush. He was just informing us that, you know, if you scratch, you know, an itch, sometimes the itch goes away. Yeah, okay, thanks. No, I'd rather not. You sound like a jerk. Well, so do you. So, yeah, both of you are kind of... Anyway, that's because I am. Boo-hoo. 99% of the time when someone asks a question like what you asked, they're talking about some afterlife bullshit. Yeah, that's exactly the problem. You know, no point in talking about what happens after I'm dead. Well, nothing happens to you. Yeah. Duh. All right, anyway. So, whatever this gibberish is, ooh, that doesn't look good. I am an antinatalist. Well, whatever. I don't believe you. But former vegan. Why former? Because my health seriously deteriorated on a vegan diet. And you have some sort of evidence of that? No, you won't have any evidence. Yeah, anybody, somebody could go vegan and drop dead. Somebody could be vegan their whole life and drop dead at 35 because of a genetic disorder. I mean, this anecdotal little turd doesn't... What, do you think this is how the argument should be made? Let's ignore all the statistical data, the real stuff, right? It's like any time they've ever done any surveys of who's healthier, the vegans win, okay? There's just no statistical data that shows meat eating to be far superior to a grain diet of some kind, almost any kind. Bread and water, you know, that's why they gave it to prisoners, kind of ideas that all you need, it's everything's in there. You know, so let's not pretend you can't live on it. And every animal, okay, so if you go to the animal ones, way ahead statistically, okay, in terms of how well the organism does. Proteins have lots of things in them. That's why they're sticky, they're gooey, they're big molecules. They're just, you know, it's really so much more work. And it's, you know, so anyway, but this subject just keeps coming up as if we're somehow naturally made to eat meat. We're not. You're not a Tyrannosaurus, you're not a lion, you're not any animal that is built to eat raw meat. You're clearly not built to do that in any way. It's not your heritage, it's not your genetic code, it's not any of those things. The only reason why B12 is a little bit of an issue is just because we obviously, for 99% of our evolution, right, a huge giant chunk of the time that our genetic code was being woven, we were eating in a dirty world, okay? We didn't eat washed, purified food, okay? So we got plenty of B12. We got plenty of bacteria poo in all of our food. No matter what we ate, it had dirt on it, and a little bit of dirt is full of B12. So I'm just saying, it's just, you know, you could just put a capsule of dirt, and you'll be doing just fine in terms of B12. So the only stuff our body doesn't make was stuff that was so plentiful in the environment that our body didn't have to make it, you idiot. Oh, whatever. This is just, oh, it's just another faker. You know, this fake gibberish account with this fake bullshit in it. Anyway, so somebody does ask, what happened to your health only eating vegan? Yeah, that's the good question, right? And then that answer isn't answered. Severe lack of vitamin A, B12, folic acid, omega-3 acids. So where's your medical records? Yeah, no. Cooked fingers, whatever. Crooked fingers, arthritis, thyroid disorder, hair falling out, and body tremors. So he's giving us his symptoms, all right, which are sound like arsenic poisoning. So, you know, maybe there's something else you're doing wrong, buddy. Maybe you've eaten a little too much lead in your food. I have also found some studies. Oh, where'd you do that? Yeah, so you won't link to those, will you?
No.
Proving that carnivore diet, so he couldn't even say a meat diet. He says carnivore, where obviously we're not carnivores. Obviously, when we eat meat, we don't eat raw meat. I mean, you know, you're just so dishonest, okay? Diet kills far less animals than veganism. Yes, so yes, read how. So just an absolute pile of crap. I mean, it can't be made to make any sense because we have to eat so much less calories. So if you eat a piece of bread, it says, let's say it's 100 calories. Your body will metabolize 95% of those calories. So it's going to get 95 calories out of that 100. You eat a Big Mac, the only part you're going to metabolize is the bread. You know, most of the calories in the Big Mac, the proteins and the fats, are going to shoot right out your ass. Your body has no interest in wasting a bunch of energy trying to turn the glue into something. It's saying, fuck, I don't do chemistry. Your body's saying, I don't want to do all this complex chemistry to hack away at all these gigantic molecules to try to get anything out of them. Just feed me the bread. But anyway, you don't want to hear the truth. Ugh. Let's see. One killed cow feeds entire household for a very long time. It must be one of those foreigners. Yeah, right. To protect one plantation. Right, and the cow ate 70 times more calories. It consumed 70 times more food to create that little extra, you know, last a long time. If you just collected all the food the cow ate, okay, it would feed you for very, very long time. Because it's 70 times more calories. One plantation, billion of rats, insects, rabbits, birds, boars, deers, etc. have to be killed in order to protect them to grow food. So you don't have any evidence of all this, these billions of organisms being sacrificed for food crops. The same exact crops that now feed animals. So because the animal eats 70 times more bulk vegetative matter to make the meat, if we ate the vegetative matter, we could get rid of 70, you know, we could get rid of 69 of the 70 farms. 69 out of the 70 farms exist to feed the animals, you idiot. So if we get rid of the feeding the animals and we eat the vegetables, then we can get rid of 69% of the farms, right? 60%, you know, 90% of the farms. So your whole argument is defeated by the fact that if you want less farms, then you just don't raise meat animals and just eat the vegetables you're growing on the farms now. So we can get rid of most of the farms on Earth if we stop feeding animals. You idiot. Okay. Have to be killed in order to protect and grow anyway. Also combine. So again, you know, this argument has been made, what, you know, how many times, over and over and over. And this is what fails about the internet, is, you know, that this bullshit, they can keep saying this idiotic crap, and it's just that idiotic crap. Yes, combines kill animals. Growing food kills animals. And if you want to grow less food, don't feed the food to animals to make meat, because then you can have 70, you can take 90% of your farms and close them down if you just eat what you grow on the farm instead of feeding it to animals. Anyway. So anyway, killing countless animals were used in our agriculture is an even worse way than slaughterhouses, especially young foxes. Okay, so whatever. This is obviously in the gibberish category now. So anyway, just this fact that people keep rationalizing this. They keep rationalizing some excuse that even if we were tyrannosauruses, even if human beings had a long legacy of being carnivores, that we are genetically carnivores, he's saying when we become intelligent, we have no obligation to understand that killing other things for your welfare, feeding off of their welfare, sacrificing their welfare for yours, is unethical. We would think it would still be justifiable. Just because nature made us into a monster, we should embrace being a monster and not try to mitigate our harm. I mean, it's such a stupid argument. Even if we were genetically cannibalistic, you would still understand, well, I don't have to eat 10-year-olds, right? If I'm a cannibal, why don't I wait till the person's really, really ill and then, you know, carve them up and eat them? You know, right? You could think of rational, humane ways of satisfying your desire, not cruel and brutal ways. So anyway, it's just so, you're such an insult to intelligence. All right, 80% of all plants are used to feed the animals, right? So that's the, you know, the statistical fact, retard. But don't go vegan if it doesn't work for you, of course. I don't even understand why somebody would say that. Don't pay any attention to the cruelty. Yeah. If you don't see it, it doesn't exist. Oh, man. This world is so stupid. Latest amendment on video. Oh, this is just a complete nut. Okay, just play man. So this has something to do with some kind of crap about. I remember years ago somebody asked me if, you know, they sincerely asked me. There was some philosophy where you didn't have to eat food, you know. That they have some theory that we could all be non-food eaters. And, you know, we just get maintained by whatever cosmic energy or something. You're just like, how could anybody even think there's a hope of that being true? But people are just so desperate. I use mostly the interweb for listen to music and find tips and info about stuff like games and food, etc. Well, that's interesting, man. You know, I mean, you might as well tell me about how you pull your socks on, frankly. You know. I mean, you know, what use is this? Oh, so you take some valuable resource that has, you know, like a huge volume of information is now accessible to any human being. They don't have to pay Harvard. They don't have to do this. They don't have to do all these things. And because you use it, you know, as toilet paper, it means everybody else should? God. Sorry, but it is useless mush. So he's me too. So you're just basically saying I'm too stupid to understand the insane value of the internet in terms of elevating the functionality of the average human. Yeah, you don't care. It's like the difference between a library and a museum. You don't see any value in these things. These are just places where you go to scratch your balls. You don't read the books. I mean, why the fuck would I read books? You just go there to pick up girls. I mean, yeah. Oh, God. The pain. There always was very few girls in the library, I have to say, back in my day. Anyway, you're wrong about physics, mate. Deal with it. Yeah, well, you're going to deal with it. So, yes, message to the future. Find this guy and go piss on his grave. As a favor for me, for all of the grief and crap I have to take. And, you know, the fact that I was totally in life, you know, unrecognized and unappreciated and all that stuff, just for all the hardship I've had to endure. Yeah, please. Okay, go through the, whatever, 100-year-old or 50-year-old Google records, find this asshole, go find his grave, and piss on it. Okay, and laugh really hard. I'm going to bury you. On the ash heap of dumbass. I'm going to prove you to be an idiot and an asshole. Oh. I mean, it's just such an amazingly lame pile of shit. Could you provide one single link to your physics where you have a right answer somewhere? Where you have a piece of evidence for something somewhere? No, you won't do that. Ugh. Gutless turds on this planet. But who knows? Like I said, just a troll account, probably. Let's go see. One subscriber. Okay, no content. And let's see what the date of the channel is. July. Yeah, that was a good month for troll account creation. So, yeah. But whatever. Ugh. Is so pathetic. People are just so pathetic. Alright, well, how far am I into this mush? Oh, I did make an hour. Alright, so a regular, you know, I try to get to a real video and make some arguments and all that kind of crap, but there's arguments to be made about how the argument is produced and conveyed and presented, and all of that is stuff I'm thinking over, because it clearly isn't working just making arguments. I clearly don't have any contact with a new audience in any way. I'm not in any kind of relevant streams. And until I do that, until I find something to argue with, this really is the game really has to be played that way. I mean, you really have to have to get to a title fight, you have to do this, you know, going up the ladder thing. And I can't get to the first rung of the finding anybody willing to defend the bullshit. There's nobody who wants to have the fight. You know, there's willing to expose themselves to the potential of defeat. You know, they're all cowards. And, you know, I'm offering real money on the physics channel, you know, $3,000 now. Well, $2,000. $3,000 to the exceptional, you know, to the people who already have the heavyweight championship title, you know. And you can't get any traction at all. And so anyway, so that's the thing I got to work on is I need a, you know, I mean, beating up the local midgets just it has no value. I mean, I need a real opportunity to demonstrate I'm worth watching kind of thing. However, to rephrase that. All right, anyway. So there, you know, kind of mush comments. So vague references to death and veganism. Yeah, so when I attempt to paraphrase this video, what am I going to say it was about? I guess I could say it wasn't really funny. You know, I didn't have any really great jokes, you know. So you know, so there's lots of, you know, by certain standards. I did attempt to do that at one time, you know, was to take, you know, keywords and try to categorize videos based on those keywords. You know, entertainment value, funny, you know, depth of the content, and it's really, really hard to do, you know, because you end up getting, the scale ends up going funky, you know, you end up giving a 70 to something, and then when you really compare it to some video you gave a 50 to, you know, oh, that didn't really work, the 51 is better, and, you know, it's really hard to make a good ruler to measure anything by. Yeah, so I mean, the whole video might be good just for that good ruler argument. You know, the rest of the video's a pile of shit. But yeah, the good ruler argument was good. It's hard to make a good ruler. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Well, anyway, just another emendum video. This was an average one, right? So if you were going to sit there and put this video on a scale, right, you really would. It would just be a, you know, might even be a little below average, right? It might even be a 40, a 4. You know, out of 10. Yeah. So sorry about that. I have to apologize. Yeah. There are 30% of my videos are worse. Yeah, maybe this video is a 20. You know. And there's only, yeah, you know, because there's only like 19% of my videos that are worse than this video. Yeah, it's hard to say. It's not my fault. Okay, I let the commenters, you know, feed the content to the stream, and they polluted it with shit. Anyway, they didn't make much of a contribution to make an, you know, they certainly didn't say anything profound and interesting, right? They just said stuff to that was distraction and distortion. It wasn't really accurate. When I die, suffering ends. No, it doesn't end when you die. So anyway, okay, so I'll give up and just concede. Wasn't one of my best. So what? Yeah, we're in a period where it doesn't matter. Even if I made my best video, even if this was the best video I ever made, it's not going to get seen. No one's going to see it. It's not going anywhere, you know. And that's the problem. That's what has to be fixed. All right, anyway, now I got a ringing in my ear. It's because I'm mostly vegan. Yeah, anyway. Anyway, till the next time. I mean, 99%. Till the next time. And such.